Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. As a business owner, wife, and mom, I honestly just cannot spend as much time as I'd like to focus on my health. And health is my job, y'all. But I have pinpointed three major things that are non-negotiables for me that I do daily to improve my overall health. And today I want to share those with you guys. So I hope you guys have had a wonderful few weeks. Wherever you are down here in Mississippi, the weather is starting to show us signs of getting nice again. And that is always exciting for me. I love it when the sun is out longer and, you know, there's just bright full days. That is just pure joy to me. Plus my kids like to go outside and play, and we just, you know, it seems like an easier time over here when the kids aren't inside, you know, arguing over toys or getting bored or whatnot. So I hope that is the same for you guys. But today I wanted to kind of talk about, I have been in this brain space of how lately we have so much information, right? And so I am a huge fault, or I'm at a huge fault for this. Okay. There is so much information around me. And for me, it's specifically, you know, business related, that kind of thing. And so I am so bad about jumping into anything anyone tells me is good, you know, like, and y'all, and it's hilarious because I've actually gotten a lot better and I'm still pretty bad, you know? And so all the time I'm like sending stuff to Jess. I'm like, should I do this? Should I do that? And he's like, probably not, you know? And so it's just been, it's a thing for me where I have to work really hard to discern, like, okay, what are the things I actually should be doing that will help me? And what are things that is just kind of fluff or things that may be helping other people, but are not for me right now? You know what I mean? And so I feel like this is the case for me in my business, but I know for a fact that this is the case for a lot of women in health and weight loss as well. Y'all, we have so much information out there. If you open your Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, you are going to swipe a couple times and see, you know, five different tips for weight loss or exercise or, you know, mental health or anything. You're going to see all of these things. And so that in itself, while we know we want to improve, we want to grow, we always want to be better, you know, that in itself can cause a lot of overwhelm. It can cause a lot of stress because next thing you know, you're trying to balance 15 things a day just for your health. And then, you know, you've got other areas of your life like kids, husbands, household, work, like all these other things you have to take care of. And so, yeah, it's the same for me. While I am a health practitioner, I'm a dietitian, I teach health, I teach weight loss, I am talking about health all day long. That is different from actually putting practical things into practice all day long. You see, like I could sit at this desk for, you know, 8 hours straight and not even check up sometimes because I get so zoned out on whatever it is I'm doing for the business or for my clients. And so, you know, that just because I'm in health doesn't mean I'm constantly practicing health. And so I hope that makes sense. But so I have just over the years, I've actually like trialed and erred a lot of things in my life just to kind of come up with the basis of the main things that I know that I need to be the best version of me, okay, and to improve my overall health. And so that's what I want to talk about today, just the things that have worked for me. Now, again, this is just more information for you, right? But I do believe that these three basic things that I do can be very beneficial for anyone. Again, they're basic. They're not like, you know, I go run 3 miles a day or, you know, I eat 7 green things a day. Like, they're very basic. And so I do believe if you are looking to, you know, make more strides towards just an overall healthier you, these would be great places to start if you know, you're looking for a place to start. And so the first one that I want to talk about is quiet time. Okay. And let me just preface this with this one was extremely hard. No, your radio is not skipping. I am really trying to drive that home. It was so hard for me, y'all. First of all, when Jess and I were first married and, you know, like young adults without kids, we both slept until the very last minute. And then we were both big old grumps running out the door. You know what I mean? And so then we had kids, right? And so with infants, it's just like you're kind of at their mercy. You're at their mercy, you know? And so Sarah Mason never slept. I know I've talked about that a million times on here, but she never slept. And so I was literally soaking in every minute that I could find for sleep. And so, yeah, if you've got a baby like that, then skip over this one. This one ain't for you. You know what I mean? But then Glory came along and kind of same thing. That first year was just like, I just never knew. Most of the time she actually slept through the night, but I just never knew. And honestly, I was breastfeeding, running a business. We were in COVID times. And so I just really kind of felt like exhausted all the time. I mean, I had a toddler and a newborn and all the uncertainty in the world. And so, when I look back on that time, I was very exhausted, but I remember when Glory was around 1, and she's 4 now. I mean, literally, she had just probably turned 1. I remember thinking to myself, my days are chaos. My days are absolute chaos. And so what am I going to do about that? Because I have got to take control of these days and not let these days control me. Like, I can't get rid of my toddler. I can't get rid of my husband who's traveling or busy or stressed out. Okay. I can't stop the anxiety in the world around all the things. You know, I can't get rid of my infant who is, you know, needing to be fed and changed and, you know, all the things. And I can't get rid of my business because I love it. And so I knew that I had to change how I faced the days. Instead of just sitting around like crossing my fingers, hoping that the days were going to change for me, you know what I mean? And so this is when I started quiet time. And when I tell you, it has been absolutely life-changing for me as a mom, for me as a wife, and for me as a business owner. Okay. So what I do is for a while, like when Sarah Mason was young, I tried it and I tried to do it at night, but y'all, I'm not a night person. Like, Jess is a night owl. Like, at 8:30 or 9, he's gearing up for a project. Okay, at 8:30 or 9, I have got, you know, my face mask on. I got my pajamas on. Like, I've been in the bed for an hour. You know what I mean? I just, my brain does not work late at night. And so I noticed that I was just kind of going through the motions when I tried to do my quiet time at night. And so for me, what it looks like is I get up early. It's about an hour before the rest of my family, but I will say that my actual quiet time is probably only 30 minutes. I get up an hour ahead so that I can make lunches and kind of get breakfast ready and just be ready for the rest of the people as they wake up and file into the living room. But I do devotion. So I'm in a small group. I'm in 2 small groups actually, and we always have something that I can read or be, you know, working through. I have a book that I'm reading. I try to keep some type of Christian related educational ish book on rotation, and I read it very slow, you know, but I'm reading that. And so I do one of those, or sometimes I just sit in silence. Okay. Sometimes I literally just sit there and stare at the wall. Like, I mean, and that sounds like a crazy, crazy town, but I'm gathering my thoughts. You know, I'm praying. I'm talking to God. It's so informal. It's so just kind of whatever. I can expect Sarah Mason to walk in at any time because she's a morning person. But it is the most, if I do not have that, if for some kind of crazy reason I do not have that, my day is completely different. And honestly, I didn't start out just waking up an hour early, like gung-ho, ready to go. In fact, when I kind of set out to do this, I was waking up maybe 15 minutes early. And I mean, I would get just enough time to like read a passage in the Bible and you know, kind of pray about it and then move on. Like it was nothing dramatic to start because it's really hard to peel myself out of the bed, you know? And then again, it's really hard to do it when my kids are already awake or whatever. And so it's not something that I am like super hardcore, like have to have a certain discipline about because I'm a mother of young children, you know, and a mother of a husband or a wife of a husband who's sometimes out of town, which changes the day. It changes the morning. You know what I mean? And so I'm not hardcore. Like I do this and this every day, but I do just get up. Either one day it could look like 45 minutes of reading, you know, a devotion or the Bible. Other days it could look like 5 minutes of me staring at the wall and praying and then getting up and going to make lunches. You know, it doesn't matter. It's just I need that time. And so studies actually show, you know, we know that like talking, you know, if you are a believer, we know that talking to the Lord, it's supernatural, right? It's something you can't explain. Like you get a peace, you get a calm, you get, you know, clarity, all these things that you would not otherwise be able to just say A plus B equals C, right? It's very unknown. It's very supernatural. And so, you know, that alone is a huge bonus to just have like that deep connection and that deep clarity throughout your day, just because you did take that minute to say, hey God, what's up? You know, I'm here and I see you. I hear you. I know you're there, you know, that kind of thing. So that he can say, hey Constance, I'm still here too, you know, and just that alone, it's so soothing for my soul. I need that in my soul. But aside from that, studies show that simply slowing down your body and your mind helps improve mental and physical health, okay? And it makes total sense, okay? Slowing down your body slows down your mind. And when you slow down your mind, it allows you to process things a little slower, causing less, like it lowers your stress level. It lowers your anxiety, okay? You're breathing a little slower. Everything is not as urgent. And then if you are someone that has a lot of high anxiety, which I am, I mean, I'm somebody that has high anxiety, which I think is why this is so life-changing for me. But if you are someone that has high anxiety and high stress and you don't manage it, like you don't work to manage it consistently, you will soon become, if you aren't already, someone with high blood pressure and crazy cortisol and all the things, okay? Because your body responds to the way that your mind is reacting. If your mind is in chaos, it is, your body is not far behind, okay? And I notice that, and I encourage you to notice it too. Like if you are thinking and stewing and stressing on something, wait 5 minutes and then see how your muscles feel. Like is your neck tight? Is your back sore? You know, are your hands clenched? Like your body responds to the way your mind thinks and reacts to thoughts. And so, you know, when we have a whole module in our app about that for our ladies, it's later on in their journey with us, just because, you know, I just think it's a little deeper topic. And they're not quite ready for it when they first come in, just trying to learn how to lose weight. But we have a whole module about it, just about how our body and stress and everything that comes with stress can really mess with our mind and in turn mess up our weight loss. And so this is a huge thing. So yeah, that is my first one. It's just quiet time for all those reasons, okay? And because I do take that time, I can slow my brain down, which slows my body down, which helps me have a better day, which lowers my stress, lowers my anxiety, keeps my blood pressure, keeps my hormones in check. Like everything is just a little bit better because I've taken that few minutes to, you know, to not be jumping up out the bed running, you know, which I know so many of us are doing. We're getting ourselves ready, our kids ready. We're, you know, lunch is packed, all the things, and it can be crazy. But I will say that that is one thing that I have stuck with, that I will stick with for life, because it is just life changing for me. And so, you know, I encourage you, so many of us, because of the culture, because we have entertainment at our fingertips all the time, so many of us are actually like uncomfortable in our own heads or in our silence. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a normal thing to just have to sit still anymore. It's not a normal thing to just have to sit with our thoughts while we're driving to work because we've got a podcast or we can call somebody or we can listen to a song, or, you know. And so it's not a normal thing to just wake up and sit, you know, because again, I've done it, but I'm sure you have too. Like, you've woken up or you've had a little extra time and you look at your phone and you're scrolling, and next thing you know, it's time to get ready for work, you know? So that is not quiet time. That is actually chaos, you know? And so if we can't get comfortable in our own like minds and our own silence, then we'll never be able to fully relax. And then that triggers all that extra stress and anxiety that I just spoke about. So I challenge you to try this, even if it's just for like 2 minutes when you sit down at your desk. Or some of the girls in my small group, they just drive to work in silence, you know, and kind of talk to God that way. And so I don't know what it would be for you. It doesn't, if you've got a crazy, you know, household and young children, like, it may not look the way mine does, and that's okay. The point is to just kind of set out some time whenever you can and take that minute, even if it's on your lunch break or right before bed or whatever. All right, so my next one that I do daily to improve my health is I drink my water. Okay, this is easy peasy lemon squeezy, but for some of us, it isn't. You know what I mean? Water is just life-giving, literally life-giving. And so, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm always on point with my food, or, you know, I'm always tracking everything, or, you know, I'm always getting to the gym or anything like that. But I am always trying to get all my water in. And so I'm going to tell you why it matters. We have an entire podcast on this. If you scroll back, it's one of the earlier ones. I'll have to get the episode number. I'll put it in the show notes. But water is like, we cannot survive without water, right? We have to have it. And so, yeah, you think like, okay, well, I am, I'm drinking like a cup a day or whatever. And so I'm getting some water, but I'm also having tea and coffee. So there's water in that and XYZ. Okay. I hear you. But we have a recommendation for how much water our body needs for a reason. And if we are not meeting that recommendation, then you are not meeting your full health potential. Okay. And so I'm just going to kind of run through some things that you need water for. And in turn, like, if you are meeting your recommendation, then these things are all at their full capacity. They are at, you know, the brim. They are doing everything they should be doing for your body. Okay. So, digestion. Okay. If you have got some stomach troubles, y'all, the first thing you should be doing is making sure you're getting all your water in. Don't be getting on Amazon buying all these crazy gut health things or whatever. Just drink your water. Drink all your water first every day and just see what happens. Okay. That's digestion. That's, you know, constipation. That's anything that, you know, you've got stomach pains or gas or whatever, anything that has to do with that belly. Make sure you're getting your water in first before you start trying to diagnose yourself with some random something like gluten intolerance or whatever on the internet. Drink your water, okay? Track it. Know what you're shooting for and pay attention, because a lot of times we think we're drinking enough water, but then when we look at our ounces, we're like, oh, wait, we're really not, you know? Skin health. Okay, so yeah, you want glowing skin, you can spend hundreds of dollars on the skincare products, or you could just try drinking your water first and see what happens, you know. Brain health. If you've got a foggy brain, if you just feel like you're kind of chaotic, making sure that you're getting that water in will help the clarity. It will help your brain, again, get everything it needs to function at its best. Drinking water helps eliminate the junk, like getting toxins out of our body, okay? And so we know those toxins can make us feel icky and they can do things inside of our body that we don't want. So we want to get the toxins out, and so water will do that for us. It helps our cells, tissues, and organs just function better, okay? So if you're noticing like you're super sore and you don't understand why, are you getting enough water in? Okay, if you just feel lethargic and really like, you know, like your body is hard to move or whatever, are we getting enough water? Okay, because it also helps with circulation. So you've got to get enough water flowing in there for all your circulation inside there to go at its at the right pace and to do what it needs to do. So all this to say, right, that if you get all your water in, your body just feels better. And I don't know anybody that doesn't want to feel better in their body. You know what I mean? We had a lady, we just started our most recent weight loss challenge, and we had a lady that said, I forgot how good food tastes when I drink enough water for the day. Like literally her taste buds are back, you know, 100% because she's not, you know, because she's drinking water, everything's moving and flowing the way it needs to, you know, and I can't count how many women in our group are like, oh my gosh, I just feel so much better, right? And that's just from drinking their water. Okay. And so also a bonus for weight loss specific is that drinking water and drinking it consistently and drinking enough helps you feel full and satisfied. Okay. Meaning like sometimes our brain cannot tell the difference between whether we're hungry or we're thirsty. Well, it knows, but it can't tell us properly, our body properly. And so sometimes we'll go eating when really, because we think we're hungry, right? When really our body is wanting water. It's wanting to be hydrated, especially if we're one of these people that does not get enough water in. And so just by drinking your water, it'll help you feel full and satisfied for longer, okay? Lowering some of those hunger cues that were really thirst cues. And it allows you to be able to like eat less because your belly is full. You know, you are able to recognize satiety. You're able to recognize I'm getting full, okay, because there's no demands there. You know, your body's not saying eat more, when really it's meaning drink more, right, because it's satisfied. And then, so you're able to eat less, and you're also able, just from that alone, able to be more aware of your eating, meaning you're not scarfing something down and before you even look up, you've eaten your whole plate and you don't even know where it's gone, you know? Or you're not as easily going to go grab a cupcake, you know, when you really wish you had grabbed the apple. Your mindset will be more clear. Your body will not be ravenous and demanding because it's satisfied, okay? It's got like a normal hunger level, not like a crazy hunger level, because you've been drinking your water, right? And so then you'll be able to think, do I really need that cupcake right now? Or do I kind of want to save some calorie room for, you know, the nice dinner we're going to have tonight? Maybe I should just grab an apple to hold me over. Like when we're starving, we are not thinking rationally. When we are starving, we're like, I am so hungry. And oh my God, that icing looks so good. You know, and that's it. And you're done. You're eating the cupcake. So by having this water, you never get to that point. If you got to feed yourself too, obviously, but you know, it's just not such a instant point as often. And again, just repeating that, your body feels better because you're eating better, right? So all this to say, like drinking, I know people are like, I know I need to drink my water, but I struggle with it. And I'm like, okay, cool. But like, I don't want to talk about anything else until you can get there, because it is the answer to so many problems. Like we don't need more supplements. We don't need different types of foods. We don't need a different, you know, meal plan regimen. We don't need to exercise more. We don't need until we freaking drink our water. Okay. And then once your body is fully satisfied, fully hydrated, fully able to function the way it is supposed to function, then we can take the next steps in weight loss. You know what I mean? Then. So we always tell our ladies, get your water in first. And if your weeks are insane and you're like, I haven't meal prepped. I'm going through the drive-thru like 3 days this week, like whatever. I've got meetings. I've got dinners out. I've got all that. We're like, cool, just focus on your water this week. And a lot of times they're like, okay, last week wasn't as bad as I thought because I just drank my water. Then, you know, even in a meeting, even when your dinners or your lunches are being catered, even if you're drinking your water, you're able to make more sound decisions. So, okay, I'm off my water soapbox. All right. And then the third one that I do daily to improve my health is the hardest one. I will be completely honest with you. As a mom, as a business owner, as someone who struggles to turn work off and other life on, you know, like it's a really hard, because I work from home. So it's hard for me to be like, oh, okay, it's 3 p.m. Kids are home from school. I need to quit working. I've been working all day. I'm like, oh, wait, let me just send this one more email. And then, or let me check this in the Facebook group. And then I get down a rabbit hole with a client or something that is needed of me, you know? But I had, so I would say this one is my most recent one that I'm working at daily. I'm really, this is like my focus, I guess, right now. The other two, I've been doing those long enough that, you know, they've become habits. They're natural for me now. And this one's my newest one that, I've really been working on probably, I would say 5 or 6 months now. And sometimes they're hit or miss, but anyway, okay. I try to do something for myself every day. Now, it cannot be the same thing every day. Like I just, you know, I wish that I was one of those people that's, you know, able to be like, I'm going to get a 30-minute massage every day or, you know, something like that. But that's not me. And I don't think that's you either, you know. So it changes. But the goal is for me, like at the end of the day, I want to be able to reflect on my day and say, what did you do for yourself today, Constance? Like, what did you do? You know, what did you do that made you feel like an exhale in your day? And so some days it's exercising. You know, some days I'm like, okay, I'm doing this for my body. Now, if you feel like exercise is a chore and something that you kind of dread, but you're really trying to do it right now, then I wouldn't say that this would necessarily be the thing for you. You know, exercising for me most days feels like a release. It feels like, okay, whether it's 10 minutes or an hour, you know, I feel like I'm getting like out of my own head, out of this house. I'm moving my body and it feels good, you know? And so it, at the end of it, it has to be like, I enjoyed that, you know? And so if you're one of those, it's like, that was terrible, you know, then this isn't for you. You got to find something else that is for yourself. And maybe one day you'll get to that point. Cause I didn't always feel that way about exercise. And so maybe one day you'll get to that point where you're like, okay, this is my me time. But, and honestly, some days I don't feel that way. Some days I'm like, I'm doing this just because I have to, you know, I said I would go to the gym on Thursdays while Sarah Mason's at gym, or I agreed to teach this bar class on Fridays and I'm not really like pumped about it today or whatever. And so on those days that I do kind of feel that way, I do try to make sure that I add in something else that makes me feel like, okay, the day was good. I got to take some time that I really enjoyed. So if it's not exercise, it's reading. I have really gotten into reading in the past, like probably 2 years. I was one of those that swore I would always have a paper book. But y'all, I got a Kindle on the last Prime Day and it's life-changing. I love it. Now I do still check out some books cause we go to the library a lot with the kids, but I do love my Kindle. Or some days, like when I am just, some days I'm so tired by the end of the day. Cause I told y'all I'm not a night person and reading is going to be a nighttime activity for me 95% of the time. And so some days I'm just so tired that the only thing I can really do is be like, okay, I'm just going to take a bath. I'm just going to get in the bathtub and sit. And like, to me, that is rewarding. That is an exhale. That is me purposefully saying I'm taking this time for myself, because could I get in the shower and then quickly get out and then go do some more, you know, chores or whatever? Yeah. So instead I'm saying, I'm just going to take a bath, or like, I'm just going to do one of these charcoal masks, or, you know, like whatever it is, something that kind of leaves me feeling like I don't know, like I am matter. Like I matter to myself. Like I feel like we spend so much time doing and being for other people that we put our, like, yes, y'all, it is fulfilling to do and be for other people. Like I love when our clients email us and have had like all these amazing wins. And I love to watch my kids like learn things and adapt things. And I love when my husband is, you know, voices his appreciation for the things that I've done in the house or wherever. And so I love those, but those are not things for ourselves. Like those are not things that we are purposefully saying, like, I'm just going to take a minute and say, Constance, you know, here's your 5 minutes for yourself or whatever. And so like, yeah, yes, we need like our purpose here, you know, is to do and be for the kingdom. And, you know, and that involves a lot of interaction with other people and helping and, you know, showing up and all the things. But like, if we are so busy doing that, we are running that rat race and never taking time to just breathe and exhale for ourselves, it will quickly become something that you dread. And you lose sight of the why behind the what, right? And so I know this firsthand. You know, I was just like, at a point in my life, I was just grinding out for everyone else and not really like kind of disregarding myself, kind of just being like, well, this is my purpose. This is what I'm supposed to be here for. This. And just so I kind of like disregarded myself. And so, yeah, y'all, sometimes I'm like at 7:30, my whole family is still awake, like bebopping in the living room. And I'm like, Mom's going to get in the bath. Bye. You know what I mean? And I have learned to just kind of not have any regret or any, you know, sour feelings about that, because I know that I'm doing that for myself so that I can feel better and be better, like be a whole better person, right? For them the next day and for myself the next day. And so we talk about this a lot with our clients, because like self-love and taking care of yourself is honestly more important than weight loss. Because if you have not adapted this rhythm or this balance of being able to take time for yourself without, yeah, and I'm not, again, I know y'all know that I'm not saying like go take spa days every, you know, week and spend all the money that you don't have and all that, just to Constance said self-care, you know, that, because we've talked about this on a previous podcast, like, the definition of self-care is kind of insane these days. But, you know, you do need to do something to get you back to a sound, even place in your brain and in your body. And so if you are not kind of comfortable with this and, like, taking care of your whole self, the weight loss piece will be thrown by the wayside because you will be trying to grind it out for everything else. Like if you can't take 5 minutes to read and slow down your brain, if that's what you want to do tonight, then you're surely, you know, not gonna stick with, you know, meal planning or, you know, packing your healthy lunch for the next day or whatever else your goals are for your weight loss, you know, because you've got to remember yourself in your day to day. And that's all I'm trying to say. So, you know, we talk about this a lot in the program, just taking care of your, in fact, we just finished up our self-care checklist. It was 14 days of just different things that they could check off one a day. And, you know, they took care of themselves. It was different things like take a walk or, a meditation one. And that one was, you know, interesting for a lot of our ladies. So it was all kinds of things, just encouraging them to remember themselves for 5 minutes at minimum a day. Okay. And it fills you up so much so that you don't feel like you're running on E all the time, so that you feel like your day wasn't a waste because you got to take a breath. And one thing that I will say is you've got to be intentional about this, especially at first. And like scrolling your phone is not self-care. Okay. Scrolling your phone is stress. It's chaos. It's overwhelming of the brain. It is not self-care. Okay. I do not care if you are just watching funny videos or whatever, because what it does is there's something in the background that triggers a thought. There's something they said that triggers a thought. And the next thing you know, you got to pull out your to-do list. Or next thing you know, you're thinking you need a new rug or, you know, whatever it is. And so, you know, you've got to be intentional about how you do this. And don't just scroll your phone for 30 minutes and then say, oh, I took time for myself today. No, girl, that was time for, like, I don't know, somebody that wasn't you, the devil or whoever you watching out there. You know, like that was a time suck right there. It was not time for yourself. So, all right, that is all I have today. I hope y'all enjoyed this little episode. Just three things I do daily to improve my health. Now, we will be taking a break next week, just spring break and kind of slowing down for a little bit over here at the Shelby household, but we'll be back the week after. I can't wait to see y'all then. And remember to say grace.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the foods you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya!